This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Michael J. Russ, or better known as Mr. Sun Care. He is the president of Oceana Naturals, LLC, the exclusive U.S. distributor for Melon Soul 100% Natural Skincare, and the founder of PureSunscreen.com. His mission is to reveal the truth about traditional sunscreen and advocate for all natural sunscreens as a safer and healthier option for everyone. Michael, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So why did you become a sun care expert?
Well, I happened to run into this very, very unique gentleman in southern Florida who happens to have had basal cell skin cancer, non-melanoma skin cancer on his face. And I mean, I've never had that. I was in my early 50s at the time. And he had some very interesting things to say. He had invented something really, really unique, something that actually prevented his non-melanoma skin cancer from coming back, which intrigued me to no end. Getting involved with him, I found out that he really didn't have a marketing arm. He was Swiss, didn't have a real command of the English language to the point where he could really get out and communicate the viability of the product. So I said, hey, you mind if I take a shot at it? So basically, one thing leads to another. I gained the exclusive rights to market this product in the United States, and I had to start learning about sun care and the sun care industry. And what I found out, oh my gosh, it shocked me. To say the least.
Now, I can only imagine. So what is the biggest sunscreen myth?
Well, one of the biggest myths that I came across was that traditional sunscreen, which is really marketed to prevent skin cancer, really, you know, there's not one study that's really proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the traditional sunscreen that you find in all the stores out there can actually prevent melanoma, let alone basal and squamous carcinoma, which are the non-melanoma skin cancers. That's the biggest myth that I found. That just shocked the heck out of me, because everyone from the Skin Cancer Foundation to the Melanoma Foundation to the American Cancer Society all say wear copious amounts of sunscreen. Don't forget your sunscreen. Don't forget to put sunscreen on your kids when they go to school. It's this big, huge fear tactic, and this industry has grown into $1.7 billion. And these are chemicals that these sunscreens contain, and there have been some questions about their safety and their health worthiness.
Unbelievable. So there are so many different sunscreen products on the market. What should one be looking for in the SPF 15, 30, or 50?
Well, the SPF, here's the interesting thing. The industry has really boiled the concept of sunscreen down to a number. And, you know, really, it is a complicated product. The sunscreen ingredients are FDA labeled and recognized as over-the-counter drugs, just like aspirin and cough syrup and other things of that nature that you find in a drugstore. Yet there's no regulation on the amount of these things that they can put in products. So you find SPF going from anywhere from 2 to 110. And we're the only country in the world that really allows SPF to go over 50. Okay, and in Europe it's 50 plus. In Australia it's nothing more than 30, because they've recognized something. Anything over 30 is pretty much a waste. It's a waste of money. All you're really doing is you're increasing, almost doubling sometimes, the amount of chemicals, over-the-counter drugs that are put into these products in order to make them reach those levels of SPF. So to answer this question, you really need to be looking at the purpose for which you're going to use this product. Because an SPF 30, what that means, sun protection factor is what SPF stands for, and what that means is that you have 97% filtering on the UVB rays. There are two forms that cause sunburn, UVA and UVB. But UVA is not part of the SPF, the sun protection factor. That's a total different test altogether. So The complications with this, as far as the types of chemicals that are used, the over-the-counter drug chemicals to reach these SPFs, and how they work, how they operate, has really made this industry focus on a number. So someone who's darker in skin tone would not need a 30. Darker skin tones already filter up to 90% of UVA and UVB, so which is why people with darker skin are less prone to get non-melanoma skin cancer, which are the non-deadly forms. Which are caused by those things that fair skin can't filter, which is free radicals. So you're finding that someone with darker skin, less SPF. Someone with very fair skin who burns on a dime, you don't need more than 97% filtering. At SPF 100, by the way, if you go from 30 to 100, you only get 2% more filtering. You go from 97 to 99%. But the amount of active ingredients, chemical active ingredients, these over-the-counter drugs, so to speak, that have to be put into the product to reach that 100 level can be astounding. As much as 37, 38% of the actual container is these over-the-counter drugs, which are also hormone active. They mimic the hormone estrogen and cause free radicals themselves. There's a lot of things that these things do. They've been linked to cancer. They've been linked to hormone disruption, possible endocrine disruption, irritation of skin, all these kinds of things. So basically, anywhere up to 30, that's it. That's all you really need.
Very solid information, without a question. Today we are joined by Michael J. Russ, or better known as Mr. Sun Care. He is the president of Oceana Naturals, LLC, the exclusive U.S. distributor for Melanosol 100% natural skincare, and also the founder of PureSunscreen.com here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Michael, if a product is more expensive, does that mean it is safer?
No, really there's no connection to the expense. Expense is really related to marketing more than anything else. A lot of chemicals, as we all know, are a lot less expensive, and there's more margins. If you do something, you can synthesize something, you're going to actually have less costs involved in it. And the chemical products basically range from a few dollars. You know, you can buy a $5 sunscreen to a I've seen some for an ounce, you're paying $75. So that there's no relationship there.
And why am I not surprised? Now, what is natural sunscreen? Is it more expensive to make a sunscreen that doesn't have harmful ingredients?
Well, when you're talking about, yes is the answer to that question, and when you're talking about natural, then you're going to the use of what we call plants and botanicals, okay? The oil essences, plants, botanicals, grapefruit extract, you've got eucalyptus, other things, jojoba oil, these kinds of things. You're basically talking about pure ingredients that don't involve chemicals, ingredients that are derived from nature, and you're going to have more expense in not only the gathering and the chemical-free processing of these particular ingredients. So, yes, you are going to pay a little bit more, but how much more is dependent upon the number of ingredients that are included in the formula. So some natural sunscreens have 10 ingredients. Some have 27, 28 ingredients. So that's all going to play a part in the price. Plus, there's other things, you know, there's marketing and, you know, the normal things for with any product.
How is Melanosol sunscreen different from the competition?
Well, Melanosol sunscreen is the sunscreen that I represent, and it is vastly different from the competition. It is one of the most innovative, revolutionary sunscreen products on the market today. You got to understand that 90-plus percent of the marketplace out there, probably 95, is chemical-based, where they use chemical fragrances, colorings, preservatives, you've got chemical active ingredients, all these types of chemicals that you would need to make a product smell good, maybe be able to be sprayed on, and lotions that don't look like it, like you're wearing sunscreen. All these little marketing angles that they can come up with, you can design chemicals to do that. A natural product like Melanosol has zero chemicals. As a matter of fact, it's certified by an independent third party, the Natural Products Association, as having zero chemicals, not only in the formula, but the way those ingredients were processed is also chemical-free. So you're getting a full plant botanical formula. The other thing, and the most important thing that makes this product different than anything else out there and very innovative, is an antioxidant component. In order to prevent non-melanoma skin cancer, which is caused by free radical damage. Free radicals are oxidants. This is the same concept. I liken it to cutting an apple open, and you have a browning of that apple, an aging of that apple, because it's been exposed to oxygen. That is oxidants forming, or free radicals forming on that open apple and aging it very quickly. You can see it. Now, this is the same sort of thing that happens to your skin. We live in an oxygen-rich environment. So free radicals, which are rogue molecules that form on your skin when it's exposed to the sun. And when it's exposed to the sun, these things get rampant. If you have darker skin, you have more protection against them. If you have very fair skin, you have less protection against them, which is why people with very, very fair skin burn more quickly, sometimes on a dime in 20, 30 minutes. So Melonsol has a component, a antioxidant component. It is three antioxidants specifically that are designed to work in a certain way. That way is an active way. We have a super antioxidant and two traditional antioxidants, biomelanine, which is date fruit extract. Date fruit, by the way, grows in areas of very high solar radiation. Why doesn't a date in 125 degrees burn up, sizzle? I mean, anything would, right? You can cook an egg on the sidewalk. Why doesn't an Egyptian date burn up? It's because it's got a protective mechanism. That mechanism is extracted. It's its own melanin, its own coloring. So we use that. It's a super antioxidant that is a big free radical capturer and eliminator. We combine it with vitamin E, a food-grade form of vitamin E. This vitamin E is phenomenal. It is not used in other products, skin care or sunscreen. It's food-grade. Normally people use regular vitamin E or synthetic vitamin E. It's basically placating the situation. You can't do anything with a synthetic or regular vitamin E molecule. We combine that with the green tea as well. These three act together so that the Egyptian date extract, the biomelanin, re-energizes the green tea and vitamin E molecules to continue working. That's the process. So there's this continuous process of capturing and eliminating free radicals on the skin. When you do that, you help to prevent sunburn and the aging damage that can lead to prematurely aged skin, sagging skin, sunspots, and basal and squamous non-melanoma skin cancer. That is the most important ingredient. Now, the rest of the ingredients, we've got 27. The rest of the ingredients are specifically chosen to help the skin be nourished, conditioned, hydrated, and give it the ability to repair and rejuvenate itself. So that's the combination, and that is so scientifically specific to helping your skin be protected and be an equal with the sun based on your skin tone.
Certainly a very enlightening conversation, Michael. So where can our listeners pick up Melonsol 100% natural sunscreen?
We're working on broader distribution, but for the moment, and we list all our retailers currently on our website, but puresunscreen.com is the place where you can get Melonsol. I developed a website, basically, that would be educational, enlightening, that would tell you these things that I'm telling you now. We have a great FAQ page. Helps you understand how sunscreen works. I just don't want to sell you sunscreen. I want you to understand why our product is better than everybody else's, give you some sunscreen education so that you can be a better sunscreen consumer, and be able to buy the product there as well. And we will answer questions via our phone or email. I'll answer questions. I answer all the questions that come into the site so that you can find out what sunscreen is right for you. Now, we are getting, as I said, broader distribution to stores like Whole Foods, other independently owned grocers, natural grocers in the country. The best thing to do, walk into Whole Foods and ask for Melonsol. Ask for Melonsol. They will carry it if you walk in and you want it to be convenient. So that's what we suggest.
He is Michael J. Russ, the president of Oceana Naturals LLC, the exclusive U.S. distributor for Melonsol 100% natural skin care. And the website of reference, once again, is puresunscreen.com. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
I do thank you very much.
Likewise, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.